Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Barry Shube, the former executive director of the NICD and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor Shube, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you doing?
I am doing well, Prof, but surprised at the topic we're going to be chatting about today. Vaccine failure is what my producer wrote. Really? Is that where you're going today?
Yeah, I thought I'd surprise you.
You did.
No, look, no vaccine is 100% effective, none at all. You know, we look at the most effective vaccines like the measles vaccine and the polio vaccines, and those vaccines extremely effective, but not 100%. And you know, measles is at the one end, measles vaccine of being a very effective vaccine. The other end, you have a vaccine like influenza, which is about 50-60%. And I think the COVID vaccines are probably like intermediate. They're pretty good, but not the best that we got. So you do have phases. I think it's important to realize this, that, you know, the vaccine will be very good, but once you've been vaccinated, it doesn't mean that you're totally protected. You still need to take precautions. I'll come, if I've got time, a little bit later. So why get vaccinated? But before I get there, let's have a look at some of the data. The kind of best data really comes, like always, from the United States. And this was reported recently in their Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. That's the journal of the Center for Disease Control. And they looked up to the 30th of April. So it's a little bit, about 6 weeks ago. Now, the total United States vaccinated, they vaccinated about 46.2% of the population. 296 million doses have been given out. And since then, they have now monitored about 10,000 people of 296 million doses. That's quite small, who have been infected despite being fully vaccinated. Of those 10,000, 27% have had no symptoms. They were picked up incidentally for various reasons, various screening reasons. 2% died, in fact. 160 died after being fully vaccinated. But the cause still has to be, they were associated with the vaccine, but still has to be proven. 995 have been hospitalized. 63% of those were women. So it gives you some kind of idea that they are what we call breakthrough infections. In other words, infections in people that have been vaccinated. The great majority are usually mild. The great majority. There have been a few which have been more severe. Interestingly enough, if you look at the what we call the risk reduction, if you get vaccinated, you reduce your risks. And the best data actually comes from Israel. Because there they've kind of had, you know, as you know, almost the entire nation's been vaccinated.
Yeah.
So they've kind of calculated if you're imperfect, either if you had one dose or of a two-dose Pfizer vaccine, or it's fairly early. Because remember that the maximum protection takes place probably about 4 weeks after your second dose. That's the maximum. So not maximum, you get 30% risk reduction. If you're fully vaccinated and after a reasonable time after being vaccinated, it goes up to about 75%. So there's still some, a little bit of a gap that you are not fully protected. The interesting thing out of interest coming back to the United States, to their data, is that the dreaded variant, our variant, the 351, the one which is dominant in South Africa, in fact was a very minor component of these breakthroughs, only about 13.13%. The great majority was the B117. That's the variant which is circulating in North America and in the UK. So coming back to, so why get vaccinated?
Yeah.
Well, just to kind of again emphasize, there are really two kind of parts to the vaccine, two phases really. The one is to reduce your chance, and you do reduce it very, very significantly. Remember, out of 296 million, there were 10,000 infections. That's a small number. So that's the one thing. You do reduce it, but you still have to be careful and so on. The second phase is really where it really counts.
Yeah.
That's where you want to immunize the great majority of the population so that the little virus doesn't circulate, and then we can go back to our pre-COVID existence. But until we do that, even though we've been vaccinated and even though our risk of getting severe disease greatly, greatly reduced, but even mild disease is reduced, we still have to be careful.
I hear you loud and clear, Prof. What I also have been reading is the miracle of the current vaccines. Apparently every single vaccine that we had had up until now has taken almost 10 years or more to develop. The fact that they came up with a concoction in the time that they did just goes to show the advancements that the field of virology has made over the past, couple of years only.
Absolutely. And the kind of platforms, the kind of structure of the vaccine has been so advanced now, you know, using messenger RNA, which is an extremely potent stimulator of the immune system, or using the adenovirus vector similarly. That's really a reflection of how our science has advanced and how sophisticated it is.
Professor Shoup, as always, thank you, and we'll chat again tomorrow.
Great. Thanks, Simon. All the best.